Say amen again.
Amen.
Isn't it good to be back in the house of the Lord today?
Yes, sir.
I'm so glad to be able to be back with you all to share a word from God's great book.
Amen.
We're going to get right on into our word. If you would, just turn your books to page, your Bibles to page Psalms, the 119th chapter, and we'll look at the 50th verse. Psalms, the 119th chapter, and we'll look at the 50th verse. And I don't plan to hold you long. I just want to give you a little bit to encourage you as you grow in through the week. Many of you may know that the month of May has been named Mental Health Month. And it's designed to be able to shine a light on how important mental health is. Mental health is something that many people are challenged with, even many people within the body of Christ. There are a number of things that we have to overcome as Christians, and all of the things that we have to overcome as Christians are not things that are external. Sometimes our biggest challenge is the battles that we have to face in our own mind. And there are a number of different illnesses and things of that nature that people face within this world and within the body of Christ. And I think it's important for us to acknowledge that and to know that so that we are able to be empathetic and sympathetic for those people who may be dealing with a number of different mental health issues. I believe that you've heard me say this before. I believe that it's okay for you to be able to be in love with Jesus and have a therapist. I believe that God has allowed people to be here on earth to gain certain skills so that we can grow and work through some of those things. I really love the idea is when we have those people that may help with mental issues that are in the body of Christ. It's just important that we acknowledge that you can overcome the things that you may go through and that you have the love of your brothers and sisters within the body of Christ to help you go overcome whatever you go through, whatever that may be.
Right.
And I just want to, it's important for us to understand that. And one of the things that God has left for us to be able to overcome anything that we go through is the word of God. And I love what the scripture says in Psalms 119. I'll be reading from the American Standard Version, I think is what I have. I'm reading from today. But it says in 119, my comfort during my suffering is this: your word gives me new life. I'll read that again. My comfort during my suffering is this: your word gives me new life. There are a number of things that we are faced with and are overcoming. The Hart Street Church of Christ in 2019 has been, seems as if all we have been doing is overcoming. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, faced with a number of different losses, and we are trying our best to maintain a spirit of love and maintain a spirit of hospitality, even though we are grieving ourselves. And I think it's important for us to understand that the way that we will overcome many of the things that we go through is by engaging in and embracing and surrounding ourselves with the Word of God. Regardless of what it is that you may be going through, God has answered it. God has given you strength in His Word. That's why I love this passage of scripture. So I want to give you just a few passages of scripture that you probably already know, but may be encouraging to you as you go through the week. So again, our passage is 119. I don't know what kind of book that was. All right. 119. It says, my comfort during my suffering is this: your word gives me strength. Somebody go to Lamentations, the 22nd chapter. I mean, the third verse, the 22nd. Lamentations, the third chapter, the 22nd verse. Sorry.
It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed.
Uh-huh.
Because his compassions fail not.
Uh-huh.
They are new every morning.
Yes.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Yes. Listen to this. I want you to understand that this is a passage of scripture that we go through, that we read through frequently. But I want you to understand what it says in Lamentations 3:22. 3 and the 22nd verse. It says, it's because of God's mercy that we are not consumed.
Right.
Just take a minute to understand that. What God and what the Bible is saying here is that you may be faced with a number of different issues, but you will be able to overcome. They will not overtake you because God has given you mercy. You got to remember that. You got to remember that this week, because if you go through the week and you start to face some difficulties, people in your job, that you know, you might deal with a number of different issues, and it may seem as if you are overwhelmed. Well, I want you to understand that you are not consumed. You might feel like you almost to your limit, but you are not consumed, and the reason why you're not consumed is because God has given you mercy.
Amen.
It's because of God's mercy. It doesn't say it's because of God's mercy that we are not troubled. It doesn't say it's because of God's mercy that we don't face difficulties. It says it's because of God's mercy, those things that we face do not consume us. They don't overtake us. We need to remember that. Take the first little passage of scripture that I want you to just keep, because the Bible says that it's your word that gives me new life. One thing I want you to put in your books or in your mind to look at if you face some difficulty this week is Lamentations 3:22. Guess what? No matter what it is you're going through, you won't be consumed. And the reason why you won't be consumed is because of God's mercy. That's the first scripture, Lamentations 3:22. Then let me give you another scripture really quickly. Go to Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans, the 8th chapter, and it's a very familiar passage, but I just need us to read it with some emphasis today. The 8th chapter and verse 28. 8th chapter and verse 28.
And we know that all things
work together
for good.
For those who love God and?
For those who are called according to his purpose.
Yes. Now, and we know. I see this is the reason why Psalms 119 is there. He said, during my suffering, it's your word that gives me new life. So that means we have to get into God's word in order to get new life. In his word in Romans 8:28, he says, we know that all things work together for the good of those who are called according to his purpose. I need you to understand, whatever it is you face, this week, tonight, tomorrow, in life, have full confidence that if you have been called to God's purpose, that whatever it is you're going through, it's going to work in your favor. Y'all hear me today?
Mm-hmm.
I get so excited sometimes in the middle of a trouble. And I used to be this way, y'all, but I'm getting better. There are some times when things are just not working out and it seems like I'm getting attacked from all sides.
Right.
But I have learned now not to wait for the morning to have joy. I'm learning how to have joy in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And the reason why I can have joy in the middle of the night is because I don't really know how it's going to work out for my good. But I have full confidence because of the word of God that whatever it is that's going on will work out for my good.
Right. Yeah.
I was in D.C. this week going through a very, very intensive training about the outward mindset. And it was good. I was learning. I've already been through the workshop, but now I was learning how to train others about how to think differently. And as you all know, this is the second, well, the last week was the second, the week before the last week of school, right? So that means I left my school building. Ooh, Jesus. I left my building for an entire week when my kids was ready to act the most of the foolish that they can be. And I got on, before I could get on the plane good, I left at 7 o'clock in the morning, Monday, whatever day it was. Before I could get on the plane good and get off the plane good, I started getting text messages from my assistant principals. Johnny did this. Becky did that. He ran away from school. Blah, 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 blah. I'm just thinking about it. And I said, oh my goodness. And then I got a text message, not from my sister principal. I got a text message from my boss because my sister principal had handled a situation that she was faced with real bad. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, oh Lord, I should have stayed home. If I had been there, this wouldn't have happened. And I started trying to figure out what was going on. I was like, man, I'm only gone for 5 days. I got 2 assistant principals. They should be able to figure this out. And I almost got a little bit down, and I started to read the email from the parent, and I started thinking all the stuff that I was going to have to deal with, that I will have to deal with tomorrow when I get to work, right? I got a couple parent meetings set up. And I started to get a little worried. Then I said to myself, wait a minute. This is going to all be okay. No matter how it plays out, no matter what you got, whatever this email says, no matter what I got to face, no matter who I got to talk to, whatever it is, God already told me in his word, it's going to work to my good. He was teaching me something. I don't quite know what the lesson is yet, but I know I'm going to figure it out. And I know he's going to reveal it to me because he promised it in his word. Y'all hearing me? Go back to Psalms 119 so you can understand where we're coming from. It says, it's during my suffering. This is the way I overcome my suffering, is that I know your word giveth me new light. In the King James Version, it says, quicken me. I need you to understand that if you want to overcome, if you want to get through whatever it is you face with, you need to get in God's word, because God's word will give you strength. Amen. Y'all still here? Amen. I'm almost done. Let's go to Philippians. Go to Philippians. The third chapter, I think it is. Third chapter. And third chapter, and I believe it's, wait a minute. I'm sorry, Philippians, the fourth chapter, I'm sorry. I believe it's, and the Bible starts off. It says around verse 13. What does it say there? There it is. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Now, I love this passage of scripture because it uses a final term. It uses a term that means it doesn't matter what it is, whatever it is that I am dealing with, I can do all things through Christ who giveth me strength. Anybody ever go through? It doesn't matter what it is, y'all. If I can get over it, I can overcome it because I can do all things through Christ Jesus that gives me strength. 3 passages of scripture that I want you to take throughout the week. Philippians 4:13, you can, we can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. Romans 8:28, you know that all things work for the good of those who are called according to his purpose. And then Lamentations 3:22 verse. It's because of his mercies that we are not consumed. It makes sense to me now, when I study the Bible, why a verse like Psalms 119:50 is there. Because in God's word is a number of different affirmations that allow us to be able to feel like, to have a new life, because our new life is within Christ. Amen. If you're here and you're not a Christian, that's what we offer you up today. We offer you a chance to be able to be with God, to be able to be in a family of God. And the way that you do that is by hearing the word of God. Hear that and believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Believe that he died and believe that he got up with all power in his hands on the third day. Once you believe that, you need to confess. A very simple confession. You just say that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then when you confess, you're going to repent. You say, whatever it is that I was doing, I'm going to do my best to turn away from that. Change my mindset so I can be something different. And then you come down into this water, and we will baptize you. We will submerge you in the body of water. And the good thing about the water we got, it's warm and everything. You know, you get you right here, we'll baptize you, and you can arise to walk a new life. And then maybe you say, okay, I did all that, Brother Mason, but I've been struggling with some things. Well, then come on down. Let's pray together. Let's work on the things that we're dealing with. Let's remind each other how good God is by using God's word in the Bible. And then let's overcome whatever it is that we may be facing this week. We can do that right now as we sing the song of invitation.
God is calling the prodigal, come without delay. Oh,